Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to another powerful episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we cut through the noise, break down the fads, and bring you real conversations that move the needle when it comes to health, performance, mindset, and longevity. Now, if you've been feeling like you're doing all the right things, eating clean, training hard, maybe even supplementing, but you're still tired, still inflamed, not where you want to be, today's episode might just be the turning point you didn't know that you needed. Because today, I'm joined by one of the most well-respected and straight-talking minds in the world of performance and hormone optimization, Dylan Gemmelli. You may have seen him on YouTube. Maybe you've heard his podcast. You could have even watched one of his videos on SARMs, TRTs, peptides, supplements, basically everything that people are too afraid to talk about but dying to understand. Dylan's not out here trying to sell you some magic pills or push an agenda. He's out here to educate, to break it all down, and to help people like you and me navigate one of the most confusing and hyped spaces in the health and fitness industry right now. What makes Dylan different is that he's not just reading studies and talking theory. He's lived this stuff. He's tested protocols, experienced the ups and downs, and built a massive platform by being the guy who tells the truth, even when it's unpopular. He recently also spoke at the 60th anniversary of the Mr. Olympia. So that's really fascinating, especially because he doesn't have an MD or anything like that, but he's respected by all the doctors. He's very connected in that space as well. But here's what I love most about him is he doesn't just teach you how to build a better body. He teaches you how to build a better system, a more resilient body, a clearer mind, and a long-term strategy. Because looking good is great, but feeling like you're in control of your health, I mean, that's priceless. That's the most important thing. So in this episode, we're going to be diving into what most people get dead wrong about testosterone and SARMs, how Dylan would rebuild someone's health from the ground up today, the supplements that actually work, and the ones that are wasting your money, why gut health, recovery, and stress might matter even more than your workouts, and advanced tools you haven't heard of that could radically change your recovery, energy, and results. So whether you're a weekend warrior, a seasoned lifter, or someone struggling with fatigue, hormone imbalances, or just trying to get the edge back in your life, this episode is for you. Take notes and stay locked in, because this is Live Better, and we're about to sit down with one of the sharpest voices in health and optimization today. Let's get it. I'll see you right after this.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This farm has been in my family for 50 years. To be able to sustain our land, we've had to look at new ways of doing things. By installing solar panels on our farm, we're able to generate electricity for our community and revenue for our family. I say seeing is believing. We can have solar and agriculture working together. I'm proud of what we're doing, and I'm glad we're able to keep this land in my family.
Sponsored by the American Clean Power Association.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I got an amazing one for you guys, and a topic and a person I have been excited for the past 4 days to speak to, someone who's knowledgeable in peptides, SARMs, TRT, and really, honestly, looking through his content and talking to him, anything in the health and wellness industry. He has 15 years plus of experience and a lot of knowledge to bring you guys. So Dylan, how are you doing? I'm super blessed to have you on today.
What's up, brother? Good to be here, man. Happy to enhance the knowledge base of the listeners today.
Awesome. I love it. So to jump right into it, I just want the people to know, who is Dylan Jamelli?
That's a loaded question, man. Well, I am a former athlete, former fashion model. I have been through it all. I've had to restart from scratch. As I have told many people, I had it all. I got myself into trouble, lost it all, had to go to prison to pay the debts that I, you know, created for myself. And at 30 years old, I had to basically start over from my mom's basement after I was modeling all over the world. And, you know, I have a degree in finance, and I have several certifications and from NASM, all of this prior to getting in trouble. And once I got out, I decided it was make it or break it time, and to rectify everything that I did wrong, to make it up to my parents, to everybody that believed in me, and especially to God. I've done nothing but work as hard as I can to try to give back to everybody in the best way that I can, and that is to enhance their health and wellness. You know, I've taken a lot of time, especially more recently, to enhance my knowledge base from just bodybuilding and supplements and peptides and SARMs and steroids and hormones to branching out into cellular health, cardiology, studying cholesterol in depth, working with women in menopause, working more on helping people that have sleep issues. I've interviewed some of the biggest names in the biohacking community, and I am just working with as many knowledgeable people and as different types of, you know, credentialed aspects that I possibly can to not only learn from them, but to give that to my audience as well. So at this point, I am an ever-growing biohacker, my man, and just trying to provide a wealth of knowledge to everybody.
I love it. And I mean, you don't have a doctorate or whatever, but you're so driven and dedicated to learning, but you're respected by all these doctors and people who own these pharmaceutical companies or supplement companies, however you want to put it. What drives you to be so dedicated to learning and helping other people?
I've always had a drive, which is one of the attributes I've been blessed with in terms of motivation and wanting to achieve it used to be a winner thing where I just wanted to win, but now it's far more than that. It's not just about winning, because I don't, there's a multifaceted definition to what winning actually is. And for me, the win is when I help somebody, when I improve somebody's quality of life, when I get some feedback that says, wow, that really hit home. That's winning now. And the more people that I touch, the more I feel like I'm kind of fulfilling what my purpose from God is here. And when I do that, then I'm unstoppable. And I want that feeling every single day. And I want to see that on other people's face. I want to create that for other people. And the amount of knowledge that I try to gain, it doesn't necessarily revert back to letters. A lot of people with letters after their name are bought and paid for, you know, they're not in it for the right instances. They're in it for money. They're in it for just to get by. And so, yes, that's important, but I've spent more years in the trenches. I've worked with multiple different kinds of doctors, and I'm not bought and paid for, man. I'm probably an enemy of quite a few of those type of people because I speak facts and I try to help people get away from the things that they're steered towards and all of the different kinds of things that are put out there in front of your face that may not be true and, in fact, could be harmful to you. And my purpose is to squash that and to help people get past that.
I definitely can relate to you about, you know, being a beacon. I hope that people who see me that also have Crohn's disease can also realize that they don't have to live a life with Crohn's or suffer from Crohn's the rest of their life. So I really want to jump into peptides here. I think peptides are, I mean, they're not new, but they're newer to the health scene, especially in the past few years. Why is there such a rise in popularity in them recently? And why are they, I don't know if they're just now becoming a treatment, but it seems like a lot of people are taking them more serious as another form of treatment for things that they suffer from.
Well, the secret's out, brother. That's what happens. And, you know, when it first started, when they were kind of found, when I found them, it was back in 2010, and they were only really sold as research chemicals, and they were being developed and designed and kind of found at that time. And being sold as a research chemical is like an underground site where they have to say, not for human consumption. It's a very gray area, and it's, you know, the legalities there are questionable, and then they're also coming from China, and you don't know what you're getting unless you have the specific right brands to go through. And so at the time, there were really only 7, 8, 9 that were even for sale, and they were all really based around growth-releasing hormones, your Ipamorelin, CJC-1295s, Sermorelin, Hexorelin, they're all basically the same. And then there was Melanotan too, which is like for tanning. But they weren't really viewed upon as much because their bodybuilders were the ones using them. And those aren't going to do anything super drastic in comparison to steroids, in comparison to HGH and things like that. So they didn't really start to really catch on until, more and more Vitality clinics and doctors started kind of prescribing them and being able to compound a few of them in like 2017, 2018-ish, but they really got prevalent around COVID time and telehealth time and all of those areas where people were looking for alternatives. You know, that time was so horrible, but it also created a different type of atmosphere and belief system where people were looking for alternatives, and a lot of people realized they were being, how much you were being told you can only do this and you can only do that, and realizing the stronghold that we were under. And so people started looking for alternatives. More things were being developed. More people were becoming researched and enlightened and knowledgeable. And now you see it's about as prevalent as you can get with, and rightfully so. I mean, these are just short chain amino acids. They're simply building blocks of protein. I mean, most of them contain like 2 to 5 amino acids. They're shorter than proteins. They have longer chains. They play different roles in the body. They signal hormone production, immune function. I mean, I, like I said, when I was starting, there were like 9. Now there's thousands. I mean, it's, the list is so long and far, and what they treat and do, it's actually, not only is it amazing, but it's so much safer and better than so many different types of pharmaceutical medications. And I'm not sitting here trying to tell everybody there's absolutely no need for any pharmaceutical medication, but they are so misused. They are so misgiven, and they are controlled. And I have firsthand knowledge of all of that. It's not BS. It's not a conspiracy. I've seen it. I've been around it. I don't get into all of that nonsense. I don't. That's not my thing. I only speak on things I know that I've seen. And what I do know is there are far better alternatives out there, and these are at the very top of the list. And that's why so many doctors have broken off and done their own practices and started to really engage in teaching people about these and enlightening people. They've become naturopathic doctors and integrative health practitioners and people that are really specializing in these things. So that's the gist of it in short. I could write a novel on this if I wanted, but that's the short version.
I want to circle back to bodybuilding, and we have 60 seconds here, so I don't know if you can answer this question quicker or not, but what type of people should be taking peptides?
All different types of people, depending upon your condition and your need and necessity. There's literally something for everybody, from hormone release to treatment for cellular deficiency and function, skin care, tanning. I mean, it's really anybody that falls into whatever they actually need into that particular unit of treatment.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we're coming up on segment two right after this with Dylan Jamelli, learning more about peptides and health trends. We'll be right back after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Thank you for staying buckled in with Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're back with Dylan Gemelli, one of the most trusted voices in the world of performance, biohacking, health education. He's built a massive online presence by doing something rare, actually breaking things down in a way that people can use. No fluff, no hype, just real strategies that work. So buckle up. We got a lot more to cover today, so let's dive right back into it. Now, Dylan, I just got a question from the audience that I want to ask you really quick. What type of miracles have you seen peptides do for people in their lives?
Different types of miracles? I mean, I have I've seen quite a significant benefit for people in terms of, and you got to, and you have to be careful when you make claims on things like this. Okay, so this is just what I've seen. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know, this does this or this does that. But I have seen people that were starting to suffer from Alzheimer's come out of it. I've seen it. I've gotten data. I've seen clients that have implemented something like MOTC, for example, that's helped, and they've come out of it. I've seen people with type 2 diabetes that have used GLP-1s like tirzepatide and Ozempic. And I'm not a big fan of Ozempic at this point. There's better things that have come out now, but I've seen reversals there. I've seen people struggling with, you know, being overweight that have really fixed themselves when they use these properly. And I've seen some miraculous injuries healed so rapidly with the use of BPC-157 and TB-500. And I mean, I've seen hormonal fixes with growth hormone issues, so many different things. People that have been losing hair that never thought they'd get it back, that have had it come back. I mean, there's a long list of things that I've seen these do. And it's not a guarantee that's going to happen for everybody. Some people have very severe, odd, strange conditions with different underlying symptoms that need to be found first. But the fact that this opportunity is even there with some of these and what I've seen, there's some life-changing things that can be done with their use.
That's amazing to hear that there's something out there that can, you know, help maybe reverse or stop things that are happening. Now, I got a lot of questions, but I'm curious. You talked about weight loss and how it helped weight loss. And this, I'm kind of veering off peptides. We'll come back. But at what point is calories in and calories out not going to work for somebody? Because a lot of people hop on Ozempic, a lot of people hop on these other things because they can't quote unquote lose weight. I'm a big believer in, you know, thermodynamics, right? You know, if you're not going to eat, you're going to lose weight. There's no workaround for it. You can't go out in the desert for 14 days and not lose an ounce of weight because your body won't let you. Why is peptides helping that?
Well, let me start with this first. The whole calories in, calories out thing is, to me, nonsense. And I'm going to tell you why it's nonsense. And I've explained this and I've talked about this in an all calories are not equal explanation with some of the smartest and most well-respected doctors that completely agree with my premise. And I'll make it very simple. And I talked to you about this before. Let's take two hands. In one hand, I'm going to give you a McDonald's Big Mac, and I'm not off the top of my head. I believe it's about 375 to 425 calories. And then let's put in the other hand, I don't know, let's say 12 ounces of chicken is about 360 calories because it's 120 per 4 ounces. So 12 ounces of chicken, so we're damn near a pound, okay? You could even argue a pound of chicken at 480 calories is about similar to a Big Mac. Anybody that's going to look at me in the face and tell me with a straight face that those are equal calories, based upon all of the garbage that's in a Big Mac and all of the terrible things that you're ingesting. Sure, could you argue that in terms of overall weight loss, if you're burning those kind of calories, potentially, yes, there's a calories in, calories out ratio. But you go do that and keep that specific diet. You train hard. You take supplements. You do all that. Put somebody side by side. Let's look at their body, how it looks. Let's look at their blood panels. And let's really analyze their cholesterol, for example, their kidney values, their liver values, their micronutrient profiles. They will be so far different. Their overall lifespan and their quality of life will be so drastically different. It's not even comparable. It's a ridiculous and utter just garbage argument to me to even insinuate that you could eat all of this crap, 1,000 calories worth of McDonald's, candy bars, ice cream, and 1,000 calories of good quality lean cuts of meat, high protein foods, good clean fats, clean carbohydrates, and you even want to compare that, it's a horrific argument, and I just think I'm very tempered anymore the older I get, but it makes me cringe. Honestly, it makes me cringe. Now, in terms of pets, you know, it's just so absurd. It really is, and it's almost like an excuse to eat like crap and think you can get away with it, and you can't. And that's like the person that you'll say, oh, I hate that guy. He can eat whatever he wants and never gain a pound. Well, I bet you go look at his cholesterol panel and compare it to somebody that eats clean, and you're going to see a significant difference in overall quality of life and lifespan, how well you sleep, how well you function, all of that. So it's just an absurd, ridiculous, just bro science argument that has no merit or value. It's like the dirty bulk diet, where somebody thinks they just have a license to eat whatever the heck they want because they're dirty bulking, and they're gaining the most, you know, ridiculous amount of fat and whatever else in the case because they're bulking. It's this bro stuff I can't handle. So, but to get on the peptide part of it, there certainly are peptides that can aid weight loss, but you have to understand, starving yourself and not eating, it's going to create a multitude of problems. One, you're going to wreck your metabolism. Your body will start to, you won't actually lose weight. You'll potentially hold on to anything that you're eating and gain weight over time because you're going to starvation mode and your body's trying to hold on to whatever it can and store it. And then you're also ruining your metabolism to the point of where your body's not going to metabolize the food, and it's going to make it very difficult to lose weight once you eventually do have to start eating, because you can't starve yourself forever. And part of the problem with misuse of GLP-1s is that people go on these starvation diets, they take way too much, and you can't do that forever, and you can't take these forever. So when they stop taking them, you'll look at percentages of people that not only gain it back, but gain more back. The key to using these is to microdose them. And by microdosing them, you have a multitude of benefits. There's the obvious benefits with diabetes health. There's still very nice weight loss benefits, but there's cognitive health, long-term cognitive function, and more mental acuity there. And this has been shown. It's been shown to help with, like, the liver values have improved. Different values that can be tested organ-wise. So it's really about how you use them and understanding that when you use these, you have to be muscle-sparing, because you start to lose muscle, it takes away your lifespan. I don't think people realize that when you, if you start to get older and experience sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle, it's slowly killing you. And that's why we stress to people as they get older, especially the importance of keeping muscle on and trying to gain muscle. So I've sat in on so many conferences with some of the smartest and intellectual doctors in the world on this. And the importance of having a higher protein intake when you're taking these is vital. It's like anything else you can misuse and abuse, and you're going to get an alternative result.
This information that you're providing right now, Dylan, is honestly game-changing. I'm learning a lot right now as well. A big supplement in the game right now, I kind of want to ask this question because you're talking about Alzheimer's with peptides, and I know this has a link to either curing it or healing it or whatever, but a big supplement is methylene blue. What's your take on it? And the reason I want to ask your take on it is because I am the only person in my friend group and in my family circle that does methylene blue, because a lot of people out here see, oh, it turns your brain blue, it turns your blood blue, it turns your organs blue, and stuff like that, and they think it's a negative impact. Can you explain to us why methylene blue is beneficial to a person?
So one of my good friends, I'm actually doing my interview part two, is Dr. Scott Scher. He's the one he's the co-founder of Troscriptions, which is the most single popular company that sells methylene blue. And I would argue he is in the top three of most, you know, intelligent people that you could ask anything about methylene blue. So I just go straight to him when I have a question or learning curve or anything I'm trying to do. So I've felt pretty confident about the content that I've put out of methylene blue lately, and there's a lot. We're going to actually do a sit down tomorrow to debunk all of the things that have been said about it by people that really don't even know what they're talking about. And this is a
shout out where they can find it really quick.
Well, but I do have a part one that's up right now on Apple with my first conversation where we discuss it, and then part two, we're going to really dig into debunking the problems that have been, you know, put out there. But in short, And I'll explain this, why I love it so much. So I am studying and am a big, you know, person and proponent of fixing mitochondrial health. Every disease that we have, 95% of the time, it starts in your cells, either your cellular membrane or your mitochondria. And as we age, mitochondria start to get filled with garbage and can overflow, and they eventually die. Once our cells and mitochondria start to die, we start to slowly die. And so when you can fix mitochondrial health, and it's called stimulating mitophagy, which repairs or regenerates, you know, mitochondria, which is how we get energy, that's going to enhance your quality of life. And that's one of the ways that you could essentially say we're digging into a fountain of youth, so to speak. And methylene blue actually improves mitochondrial efficiency, and it supports your electron transport chain. So what it does is it directly enhances the overall performance of your mitochondria, and this contributes to better energy production, cellular repair, resilience, and it really, really puts a foundation for you to have a better cognitive performance. You're going to have a lot, and I can tell you this from firsthand experience of taking it in the morning, especially when I'm sluggish in terms of more energy, better.
Hey, Dylan, hold that thought really quick. We got a break right here, so we have to stop. But we'll be right back after this with more of Methylene Blue on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
You're divine.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're here with Dylan Jamelli talking methylene blue, peptides, and everything health trends. Now, we got like 12 minutes here, and I have a lot of questions that I am not getting through right now, but this is all valuable information. I want you to finish up on talking about methylene blue and the mitochondria. I think that's very interesting.
I wanted to touch on something else beyond the mitochondria with methylene blue, and that was the neuroprotective properties, especially because we started to kind of talk about Alzheimer's disease. So something really unique that I have found more after talking to Dr. Scott is it has an ability to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. So what happens is it accumulates in the brain. And so by doing that, it's been found to be a treatment for different kinds of neurological disorders. So because it's got bioavailability in the brain, it can help reduce oxidative stress in the brain. So if you know anything about that, that's the chemical that's implicated in things like Parkinson's and Huntington's and, of course, Alzheimer's. So methylene blue, it actually acts as an electron carrier in the electron transport chain, so it can inhibit complexes 1 and 2 to promote respiration. So it's pretty sweet on what it can do and the functionality that's possibly there. But, you know, you obviously with this, it's something you don't want to overdo it. I don't take it every single day. When I use it, I take a much lower dose. I'm kind of big on a lot of things when you can microdose them to get what you need from them, but not overdo it to, you know, reduce implications that are possible with it. And there's still, you know, with things like this that become more popular, people go crazy and start putting out all sorts of info and everybody becomes Mr. WebMD. They read one article and they think they know everything about it. I didn't start talking about it till I spent months learning about it from the best. I don't talk about things that I don't feel extremely versed and comfortable on and that I sit and study and read. I try to stay as possibly credible as I can, and if I ever put out anything that's questionable or I think is questionable, I will immediately either retract or re-explain or give a different finding, because you got to remember something. Science changes, findings change, studies change, and we learn, and it's important to be honest. A lot of people aren't honest when they make a mistake or they take a piece of information and something changes. It's out of your control. I stay honest with it, and I give people, you know, the real deal on what it is. I'm not perfect, and nobody else is either.
So I want to ask you about MOTSI after this, but one quick question. So you're saying people should stick to lower doses when it comes to methylene blue, and what about people with super healthy mitochondria? Could that hurt them?
It's not going to hurt them by any stretch of the imagination, no. And there's other functions there, like I said. And you can misuse anything and overdo it. I don't think it's necessary to do it every day. Now, if you have a more serious condition, I would really refer to Dr. Scott or somebody that's super years worth of info driven on this, to where I don't have that kind of comfort yet to get into that. But I'm certainly comfortable referring to somebody like that that would certainly be happy to give that sort of information out.
Got it. All right, Dr. Scott then. So I heard you talking about MOTSI. I don't know too much about it, so I'm listening just as much as everyone else. I heard you talking about how it's kind of an underrated possibly peptide out there, kind of like, you know, BPC or whatnot. And if I'm speaking incorrectly, correct me. But can you tell us a little bit about MOTSI?
Yeah, we can run down some benefits. I'll try to do it quickly. So just to rip off a few, there's enhanced energy, and that's because we're boosting cellular energy production. And I'll get into the mitochondria aspect of that. But it could enhance our body's use of glucose and fat for energy. So you're going to get more metabolically flexible in terms of how your body's utilizing nutrients that you're taking in, fats, carbs, and how it's burning them. And it it's shown to support weight control and in kind of help with your metabolism, so to speak. And the thing I was talking about earlier was the neuroprotection. So anti-inflammatory, cellular energetics, neuroprotective benefits, and that was one of the things I was talking about with Alzheimer's. anti-aging is one of the things because of the mitochondrial fixation that it can have. So improving mitochondrial health slows down our aging processes, gives us more energy, helps us live longer. And when you're fixing mitochondrial cells, then you're mitigating disease and the potential for it actually even starting in the first place. So you're giving your body the chance to not even have disease or have a better chance in it, you know, prevention before it could ever start. And what else am I missing? Improved insulin sensitivity is another one. And that's like, once again, people with metabolic issues and things of that nature. And like I had said, glucose regulation. So it's MOTC hasn't been talked about nearly as much as it should, except for recently. And I'm trying to kind of get more information about it out because it's got, as you can see, it's got a slew of benefits. So it could be utilized in multifacets.
We've been speaking a lot about, you know, protecting your, you know, your neural pathways in your brain. How can we prevent the damage of neural pathways to start with? I feel like this is like, not a newer thing, but a big thing is Alzheimer's and dementia now. How do we avoid it from the rip?
Okay. So a lot of people that have neuropathic problems, oxidative stress, it's a lot of basic lifestyle. So free radicals can damage our body. So one of the big things that you have to do is stop eating processed foods. When you start taking in too many processed foods, things that, you know, can cause free radical production, that's a big problem. Smoking, drinking, these are major, major issues. It's proven. It's shown. I know people think, oh, it's just a couple drinks here, a couple drinks there. I used to be that guy where it's like, oh, you know, it's just this or that, until I actually got the research and realized that one drink is essentially just poisoning your body. And when you accumulate that over time, same with smoking. High levels of stress for too long without handling that stress and having an outlet. Mind's prayer, if yours isn't, that's fine. Deep breathing, lower stress environments, things like that. Enough sleep is another major, major problem. I know this sounds so basic, but these are all things that can lead to degradation of your neurological pathways and that could cause free radical damage. A lot of people do not take in enough antioxidants. So I'm talking like blueberries are great for antioxidants. Fruits, vegetables, things like that, they're really high in antioxidants. What else? Vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, omega-3s. Omega-3s are so important for so many different things, and that's why I'm such a big proponent of a higher-fat diet. And then, you know, there's pollutants and toxins that you can control and you can't control, but secondhand smoke is a big one. And so oxidative stress by itself alone, it's an imbalance between free radicals, which are unstable molecules, and our body's antioxidant defenses. So when free radicals outnumber antioxidants, you get cellular damage. And so if you start to see that you're getting memory loss or high amounts of inflammation, increased fatigue, so go test your high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, for example. That's the most telling of tests that will show how much inflammation our body has.
So what was the protein called?
Lifestyle changes is huge.
Well, and what was that protein called that you said?
I'm sorry?
What was that protein called again? You said get the protein tested. That would tell you.
Oh, high sensitivity.
Or did I mishear that?
Protein. Yeah, it's a high sensitivity CRP.
Okay. So my last question on peptides here before I move on to some other ones is, can peptides be similar to taking vitamins or supplements? If you have a sufficient amount in your body, could it be hurting you, or is peptides the all-saving grace?
That's really dependent upon how much of what you're taking. And so, for instance, like when people take testosterone, and they don't need it, they can suppress their body's natural testosterone because it's exogenous. But when you're taking a peptide, you're not taking exogenous growth hormone like you would with HGH. So when you're looking at a growth-releasing hormone, what that's doing is stimulating the body to release more growth hormone. It's telling your body to release more growth hormone. So could you overdo it? Sure, like something with IGF-1, yeah, that could be a potential problem, of course. So you don't want to overdo anything that you're using, but you know, a lot of these things, if they're not like exogenous and they're just stimulating, no, it's not going to be a problem unless you just go nuts, which nobody should. You should follow the guidelines on what you're dosing. But, you know, do you want to take things that you don't need in life? No, you don't. But you should be using it because there's a potential need or necessity for it. I don't recommend just using things for the sake of using them. I mean, people will use steroids just to use them, but their purpose is, you know, so be it. And if you feel the risk versus reward is there, by all means, but there's always a level that you don't want to cross. But it really, that's kind of a person-to-person specific circumstantial type of thing that I would have to evaluate based upon the situation and the scenario given.
So moving on to, you know, TRT or SARMs, I don't know how you use SARMs. We talked about it a little bit, and all I know is SARMs, from what I knew before talking to you, is I thought SARMs were bad. I in 12th grade, I had kids who friends who would lift for 2 months, and they hopped on SARMs to get a little bit more muscle mass. But as a man, and I know older men usually hop on TRT, how do you know when you should hop on TRT, or if you should, and what's the best form of getting it into your body?
Okay, first of all, let's address the first thing that you brought up about people jumping on things after they've only been lifting 2 months. SARMs are still suppressive to your natural testosterone, okay? People should not be taking anything that is like a PED form, whether it's a SARM or a steroid, until they've reached full peak potential. You don't reach, I can't tell you how many guys in their early 20s will tell me, oh, I've reached my genetic potential. Dude, you aren't even close to your genetic potential. If you really aren't making progress, it's your diet sucks, your training sucks, or a combination of both. But you're nowhere near it, and that's a major problem. And, you know, I get a lot of young guys that get mad at me. But 95% of my clients are people in their 40s and 50s that come to me that said, I used steroids when I was young, and now I'm just a mess. I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people and data that shows that this is people die young and they just destroy their lives. And using SARMs too young, same deal. And using things when you don't need them because you haven't reached your genetic potential, all it does is wreck your growth later in life and your ability to continue growing in your 40s and 50s. It will just degrade it. It is the worst thing that you could ever do. And I know it makes young guys mad, and it's like, dude, I am looking out for you guys because I care, and I don't want you to make the same mistakes that either I did or I saw somebody, you know, so many others make. So to each their own, do whatever you want. I just tell people, don't come back to me and tell me you regret not listening to what I said, because that's when I'm a little bit less forgiving about it, because I try so hard to be educational on things and explain to things. So basically, in short, the problems with people that haven't really attained a full physio-sexual development, the anabolic compounds are acting on locations in your CNS, which is your central nervous system, all right? And that's still developing. So many receptors that are activated by testosterone are actually still performing developmental functions, and you're stimulating them before they've actually had the chance to really create a working framework of a hormonal, like harmonic balance that you would sustain for the rest of your adult life. So that is that. What was the other part of the question? Sorry, I get really into that one because it bothers me.
No, you're okay. Actually, we are at the end of the show now, sadly. I think we could have another 2 hour long conversation about this stuff. But I'm so glad to have you on, Dylan. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed your time on here.
Absolutely, man. Hope it helped. Thanks.
Of course, brother. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And that right there is what it looks like when you bring experience, science, and truth into the same conversation. Dylan Jamelli just gave us a front row seat to a masterclass on how to actually take control of your health, how to stop outsourcing your vitality to cookie-cutter programs, vague advice, or blind guesswork, and start actually becoming the CEO of your own body. So we covered so much ground today, everything from hormone optimization and performance protocols to peptides and the power of real knowledge in an industry that's drowning in shortcuts and sales pitches. But what I hope hit the most is that Dylan's message isn't about doing more. It's about doing what's right. It's about precision. It's about understanding how your body works and making smarter, intentional moves that give you results that you can actually sustain, and not just maybe for a summer or but for your whole life. And what I love about Dylan is that he doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't hype up the flashy stuff. He's been in this game for a long time now, and to know what actually works, he's committed to giving people the tools to navigate this space with clarity, responsibility, and confidence. So if you're walking away from this episode feeling more educated, more curious, more control, then we did our job. So thank you for tuning in to Live Better. Your health is not just your foundation, it's your power. And here on Live Better, we are here to help you reclaim it one conversation at a time. I'll see you next week at 4:12 Central.